The Farm Energy and Agriprocessors program continues to share costs with producers who are upgrading components of their grain dryers to high-efficiency models. Catherine Rogers, Energy Extension Coordinator with Alberta Agriculture and Forestry, clarifies what's eligible for funding through this program.
The Farm Energy and Agriprocessing Program, or the FEAP program, shares costs with the agriculture and agriprocessing sector on energy efficiency investments. The program is designed to encourage energy management, which will result in cost savings, energy conservation, and ultimately reduced greenhouse gas emissions. As part of our program, we fund grain dryer components. So for retrofit grain dryer components, eligibility is determined on a case-by-case basis, in which you must include a detailed quote, specifications, and if possible, calculations showing the energy savings of the upgrade. So examples for eligible retrofits may include hopper covers, automatic moisture controllers, new high-efficiency burners, variable speed drives for electric motors, PTO to electric motor conversion, insulated plenums, exhaust air recirculation systems or secondary heat exchangers, and gravity fill roofs that replace powered leveling augers.
Is there also funding available for new components?
Yeah, so we have funding available for new grain dryer components. Upgrade options on new dryers are considered if they are an optional upgrade from the standard new dryer configuration. Only the cost of the options is eligible, not the cost of the standard dryer. Again, we would need to see detailed quotes or invoices, specifications, or calculations demonstrating the energy savings. So examples for the new components include upgrade options such as heat exchangers, preheat systems utilizing exhaust air, optional high-efficiency burners, variable speed drives for electric motors, optional automated moisture controllers, gravity-filled roofs in place of powered leveling augers. Components that are considered business as usual are not covered, so this would include bins, conveyors, legs, and aeration fans.
And I understand that this program is retroactive. Can you talk a bit about that?
So the program is retroactive to April 1st, 2016, so any upgrades that you've done since then or new construction projects that you've done since then could be eligible as well. Interested applicants should go on our website, www.agriculture.alberta.ca/FEAP, to see our full funding list, application form, and other eligibility requirements.
For more information, go to agriculture.alberta.ca/FEAP.